This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in October of 2017, way too long, especially with a great company like this. We're talking about Cure Pharmaceutical Holding Corp. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CURR. And with us today is the CEO and director of the company, Rob Davidson. Rob, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me on the show today.
I can't believe it's been the last time we spoke and you came on the show was almost a year and a half ago, 2017. Obviously, a lot of things have changed. So bring us up to speed. Where are we at and where do we go from here?
Yeah, no, time moves fast, doesn't it? It's quite a lot of successful milestones we reached over the last year and a half. One of the major ones is that we positioned ourselves with the DEA, and we received two Schedule One licenses, basically, one on the synthetic cannabinoids, and then you may recall we've been working in that area from the pharmaceutical side for quite some time. And we also received a Schedule One license approval for working with cannabinoid botanicals, the whole plant cannabinoids. And that's really exciting for us because we believe that the endocannabinoid system itself is really the new frontier of medicine.
I couldn't agree with you more. You know, let's talk about that for a second. Is there a lot of biotech companies getting into the cannabinoid pharmaceuticals? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, good question. There's quite a few companies getting into the endocannabinoid system. I mean, I think it's a matter of time they have to, because really it's a system that's been ignored, but it's a system that really offers a lot of potential therapeutics.
And that being said, how does that regulate it, or how's that monitored by dosage?
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, right now, most cannabis, or, you know, the access to cannabis is statewide, right, through different, dispensaries and different little manufacturing mom-and-pop shops making, cannabis formulas. And that's an issue because you want to have precise dosing. You want to meet the metrics that we implore onto pharmaceuticals. That should be done with cannabis as well because you're using it as a therapeutic. People taking it have issues. They have indications. They're sick. So the last thing you want to do is take a product that you're not really sure of the dosing. So that's really key. I think the government, the FDA is looking at this a lot. I think the DEA obviously is focused on making sure only the best get the license, the ones that approve that they're doing things the right way. So that's what keeps me up at night, people selling product that they shouldn't be selling.
Recently you guys put out a press release about your new recent acquisition, Chemistry Holdings. What does that represent for your company, and what is it going to do for you guys?
Yeah, I think it represents some expanded growth in the IP portfolio. We're always looking at creating a more expansive IP portfolio. Number one, it allows us to play, in multiple sandboxes as far as molecules go. And there's some complex molecules, there's some high-dose molecules that our OTF technology, we could do pretty high amounts, but when you start to get into these bigger macromolecules, we need to add to that technology base, and this allows us to do that.
What do you think your challenges were in 2018, and can we overcome those in 2019?
Challenge in 2018, well, I think the challenges were trying to get the Schedule One license from the DEA, and we were able to overcome that, so we're excited about that. I think always the challenge is really navigating the ever-changing regulatory climate, especially when it comes to the not only the pharmaceutical side, but the cannabinoid side, as you know, is still not really well defined.
Absolutely.
But what we do is we look at everything as we're doing it as a drug, no matter what, and we're going to follow the FDA guidelines. We're going to follow the DEA guidelines. We just hope that they actually really delineate those guidelines a little bit more than they have in the past.
My guest today is Rob Davidson. He is the CEO and director of Cure Pharmaceutical Holdings Corp. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CURR. Success, what do you think success is going to look like in 2019 for your company?
Well, you know, I think that the fact that we do have that Schedule I license, a point actually I should have brought up, is that, you know, we're one of the only drug delivery thin film companies, actually one of the only drug delivery companies that have a DEA Schedule I license. So we've seen a influx of partnerships coming to the table, in end of 2018, 2019. So we think it's a, you know, it's an inflection point for us that we are we're at that point where the company's starting to take off, and we have some product that we're launching by the end of 2019. Very exciting products. So things are coming to fruition finally.
For your investors and my listeners, what do you want them to take away from this interview?
I think that, you know, Cure positioned itself where we can be the leader in a fast-growing industry, you know, especially in the cannabinoid space. I really believe, again, the endocannabinoid system is the new frontier of medicine. And the way we package the company, not only in the DEA license and that approval, but the IP portfolio, definitely take a deep dive on that. It's on our website, all the patent listings. We cover a lot of bases when it comes to fractionating out these cannabinoid molecules and putting them into really precise dose form, and that's what the patients need. So I think that we're on the ground floor of something very big, and I think, investors have a great opportunity.
For my listeners, if you're looking for a vertically integrated drug delivery company, look no further than Cure Pharmaceutical Holding Corp. You'll find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CURR. You can also go to their website, curepharmaceutical.com. Rob, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. The only thing I ask is that you not wait so long to come back on. It's always an exciting time to have you on my show and find out about your strips and the great things you guys are doing there in the lab. I really do appreciate it.
Well, likewise, and thank you for having me on the show today.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.